Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Drinking goodness. I'm Alicia, and this week we ate tons of seafood.
And slept till 2 p.m.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we tore it up.
Man, telling you. Yeah. But first, let's welcome the live studio audience.
Welcome! Welcome to live chat room, as always.
Hello, chat room. There's a birthday in the audience.
There is. Miss Melissa Whitney. Happy birthday! 27. Years old today.
27 today. I remember today. 27. If you'd like to get a hold of us, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. We're on Twitter, the LV Locals, mm-hmm. That's us. And the network's on Twitter as the Vegas Video Network.
NTWRK Network.
Right. Our radio listeners on KSHP 1400 AM. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fridays from 6 to 10.
You know that if you're listening to it.
Yes.
My foot's asleep because I'm sitting down tonight.
Uh-oh. I think you're going to have to stand up again.
My foot's asleep.
Scott's going to get mad at you.
Oh, okay. I'll stand up.
And we have the toll-free listener line.
Oh, give us that number.
866-966-4599.
That number, once again, 866-966-4599. We're on iTunes, audio and video.
That's right.
We're on YouTube. We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. Just one of you.
Feels like we're everywhere. What does that mean? Well, feels like we've been everywhere this weekend.
Yes.
In fact, we'll start to talk about it here in a minute. But let's first get our a little hair of the dog.
And a cocktail of the week.
And the cocktail of the week. Cocktail this week.
Back.
And we're back.
And we're back so soon.
I know. Pretty cool. cocktail this week. I would consider this a girl drink.
I don't want to say the name. It's dirty.
It's not dirty.
It's dirty. Say it.
It's deep sea sex.
Deep sea sex?
It's like a sex on the beach, but deep sea. Like under. It's not like on the beach. It's out in the sea.
Like what mermaids drink?
Yeah, there it is. A lot of stuff in it, but not a lot of.
It's a chick drink. Look. It's got amaretto, blue curacao, melon liqueur. A splash of 7-Up and a splash of sweet and sour.
Which actually is not bad. I think it probably could use some vodka or something, but I didn't bring any, so we're going to have to do it as is. Walk me through a double.
We'll rough it. Okay. So just do equal parts of amaretto.
Amaretto, as you know, is an almond liqueur, which is good. I mean, tasty.
It's very good.
I'll do double.
Yeah, do double that. All and right. then...
Blue curacao, or some people call it curacao. No, we never knew what it was called. But the blue curacao, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's orange liqueur. It's just colored blue. Orange curacao is being the...
It's that magical ingredient they put in the adioses.
Yes, the AMFs. And a lot of other things.
Melon liqueur.
Oh,
so Midori.
Now, that's a melon liqueur. We're using Midori because it's green. And it's the only one I had. And I think when everybody says melon liqueur, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about Midori. It's a great color.
It looks toxic.
It does. Well, it looks like radiator fluid.
Okay, and then
a splash.
Splash of 7-Up.
I don't like that kind of stuff.
Splash of sweet and sour.
I don't know what a splash means.
It's like it's a splash. Well, sound effects.
Like that.
That's good.
And our diet 7-Up.
Because we're on a diet. This will save us, this diet.
Well, here's the funny thing. I know what's going to happen. I'm going to make this. First off, you're shaking up 7-Up, which is kind of weird, but it's only a splash.
Oh, you'll be fine.
But I know we're going to need to put more 7-Up in it because this is going to be way too thick and sweet for us, which is fine, I think.
Some people may like this.
Right. Whilst I pour it, why don't you give us a drunk term for the week?
Drunk term for this week is a 2-pint screamer. What do you think that is?
It sounds dirty.
It's someone who gets noticeably drunk after only 2 drinks.
Oh, a 2-pint screamer. That's a good term, a 2-pint screamer. I wish I knew some of those. We don't know anybody
like that.
No, we
don't know
any. We know like 12-pint screamers.
We hang out with the Blackout Brigade.
Oh, that's a good term. See, I can tell you right now that's going to be way too strong.
That looks really awesome.
It kind of does look good.
It looks like ectoplasm or something.
Oh, yeah, no way. No. It needs a little 7-Up.
No.
Yeah. It's good. It's way too sweet. That's going to be better.
Okay.
Now, see, that I like. That tastes to me like pistachio ice cream, is what that tastes like to me.
It does. Mm. Amaretto.
All right. Anyway, now that we have our drink, let's take a quick break and then come back with our pub crawl adventure.
I can't wait.
Me neither. Hi, I'm Chris Phillips from Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And if you stop by the studio, our producer Scott's going to buy everybody a drink. I'm David.
I'm Alicia.
You're watching and or listening to Vegas Video Network.
Pub Crawl. That's us.
Love it. Anyway, it's been a rough week for us.
Oh, yes, I'll say. We started our adventure
Friday night after the show. We went down. Well, we were already downtown. Rainstorm, lightning, thunder. It was a little creepy. We get off stage at 12, pack up our stuff, you know, into storage. Then we hit, which we always hit, the Fitzgeralds.
Oh, cheap drinks.
We play right next to Fitzgeralds, and the drinks are $3. Well, the specials are $3.
Yeah, it'll change every couple of weeks.
Right now they're pushing the Cuervo 1800 Silver Tequila, so it's $3 a shot. $3 a shot. So.
And they always have their dollar PBRs there too.
And they always have dollar PBRs. This is at the one and only bar in the Fitzgeralds.
Is it the only bar?
It's the only bar I've ever found in there.
Yeah, it's right in the middle.
Right.
Close by.
Yeah, you can't miss it. But that's a great deal, $3. Now, the problem with having great deals like that is we take advantage of them over and over and over. Because they're only $3. It's like the whole band was there. You start buying rounds because it's $3.
Yeah, so cheap.
Yeah. So from there, we thought, well, maybe we should get something to eat.
So we went back to Mama's.
Mama Itas.
I was going to call it Mamacitas.
It's really the only 24-hour joint downtown that's on Fremont. That's not in a hotel.
It's Fremont East.
Right. It's Fremont East. It's over by the Griffin and by, you know, but it's not far. It's right there on Fremont Street. It's a Cuban/Mexican joint, which is kind of fun.
And they always play the same music. They always play that one song. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
I think that's.
One, two, three. I love that song. I love it. I love it now.
They play the Cuban music.
Yes.
The food is, I guess, good. I can't tell.
I think it's good. The salsa's good.
They have a full bar, so we do get margaritas. This is so dumb because we're going there to counteract the amount of tequila we just had by eating and drinking more tequila. I can't figure it out.
It's Friday night. What do you want?
Right. So
the audience loves it.
so we ate, and then sobered up. We were there for hours. Because by the time we got out of there, the sun was up.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was fun.
It was. So we got home and then slept till 2 p.m. the next day. I cannot tell you the last time I've done that. I don't know if I've ever done that. Outside of like, you know, some kind of a...
We haven't done that in a long time.
Like a road trip or something where you drove all night. I can't remember that. I was actually a little disappointed in myself. When you wake up and you go, oh, it's probably noon. We better get up. It's 2. It's depressing. You're like, well, half Saturday's gone. More than half of Saturday.
That was a bit depressing because by the time we started our adventure on Saturday, it was already like
4
gone.
Yeah.
It's dinner time.
Yeah. By the time we took a shower and got out, it was 4 o'clock. That's...
But we just kind of shifted our whole day. So now, you know, this day is going to be a long one, too.
So from here, we got to look for wigs for some of the show stuff. So there's a couple of, like, the wig places over on Sahara here. And one of them is called Studio Lights, L-I-T-E-S, on 400 West Sahara. It's a wig joint slash...
Stripper clothes.
I mean, if you're...
They had some cute shoes there.
I'm going back. Clear heels.
They were really awesome.
But if you want to meet a stripper, go to the store. There was like 20 of them, and they're buying.
Oh, they're buying wigs.
Yeah, well, and the replacement parts. You know, like the top for this broke, so we're getting a new one. I mean, it was like, wow, this is a little trick for the out of towner. Go there, you can meet the strippers for free.
And pretty inexpensive wigs too.
Yeah, if you're looking for wigs, we haven't bought one yet, so. There's no comment
shopping.
On that, but I'm just saying. A lot of strippers and maybe other industry types. I can't say for sure what they were. They might be direct to your room.
Maybe.
Just saying. I don't even know what that means, but I think I might have seen them on a flyer. Right. Okay. I don't even know what it means.
No.
I just know it's. All I know. That was slapping for those radio folks.
Direct.
I was slapping the card on my hand.
Yes.
So from there, we were actually on our way to a very specific place, but you got more notes than I did. Oh!
Hot and juicy.
Hot and juicy crawfish.
Oh, well, first off, we started the show saying we eat tons of seafood because it was our whole goal for the weekend, just to eat seafood because
right.
Singer's with us and that's all he eats.
Right, he's a seafood eating guy. So it was like, well, let's eat seafood. Hot and juicy crawfish. You've seen it on Food Network and all that. They opened a new location closer to the Strip. This is on, they're both on Spring Mountain, which is Chinatown. But this was really close to the Strip. It's like Valley View and Spring Mountain, right there. I mean, maybe a mile from, mile behind Bellagio, kind of.
It was really good. So you get like a pound of crawfish for like 10 bucks, and we got the snow crab.
Right, a pound of that. And then had a couple of beers. They got a full bar. I don't know if they have a full bar. It's beer and wine, I think, because we just got beer. Yeah. And great, but the only problem is you need a shower after that. Because, I mean, they don't give you anything. They just give you a bag, literally a plastic bag full of crawfish, and then a plastic bag full of crab.
Cloth. Got like a little corn cob in there and a
And one potato.
It's like one little red potato.
But they don't give you any.
Split it three ways. It's really cute.
But there's no silverware. At all. No silverware, no chopsticks, nothing. They put a garbage bag on the table. And there's a roll of paper towels. And that's, there you go. There's your bag of stuff.
It's fun.
No, it is, but you're literally covered in crawfish juice. I mean, it's everywhere. There's shells in my hair. It was just everywhere. So, and I even went to the bathroom and tried to clean up, but it's still all day. You're like, it's just sticky and great, though. I mean, and I mean that in the best possible way. It was really cool. Really awesome.
It was raining, so we got a shower outside.
And it's been raining every day, except for today. So there, did we actually go where we were supposed to go yet? Oh, no, we didn't. We headed over to Caesar's. We might have went to go see Absinthe because our friend that's in from out of town has never seen it. So we thought, maybe we'll take him to see that. We ended up not. We did go into the Absinthe Beer Garden, which actually is open all the time.
They've got very good cocktails.
You got an Absinthe cocktail.
I got an Absinthe one.
And so did I.
And you those got are the, strong. They pour like this half Absinthe.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not proud to admit this. We
didn't finish a drink.
We didn't finish our drinks. About an hour later, walking around Caesar's Palace, I walked by a thing and I was like, I can't.
Yeah, we wanted to like have a long day.
When they put that much absinthe in something, you're asking for it.
The night would take a turn.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and not finish this because that's going to be bad news. So actually, that's not the first time. That's not the only thing that I didn't finish this weekend, drink-wise. And I have a secret to tell you about right there. Remind me.
Okay.
I ended up not having a drink there that I thought I was going to have. Anyway, so we got these absinthe drinks. I got the same thing you did without the Grand Marnier. It's absinthe, like some kind of 7-Up or whatever, and Grand Marnier.
Yeah.
I just didn't get the orange in it. So we got the, it was frightfully big when they poured it. It's in a big plastic cup, like a tumbler.
My knees were shaking together. I'm like, I can't drink all that.
No, really. When you pour, they're pouring, and that's absinthe they're pouring in that. That's at 100 and something proof. It's got real wormwood in it, which is the stuff that used to be illegal because it'll make you crazy. It'll make you pick your face off like Picasso.
Only if it builds up in your system over like.
Oh, but still, I was a little afraid of that. And then our friend got I don't know what he got. He got the Hennessy thing, which is supposed to be really good. I just don't know what Hennessy tastes like.
It's a, it had a blackberry in it too, black, blackberry.
The Hennessy blackberry thing. Yeah, it, all of them were big. All of them were really strong. They were pricey. They're probably 10 bucks a pop or whatever, 12 bucks a pop. Mm-hmm. But they're huge. So anyway,
cost effective.
They are cost effective. So we ended up walking into Caesar's Palace. And again, like I said, about 45 minutes later, we wanted some coffee.
trying to sober up.
Yeah, try to sober up. It's, granted, we started late, but it's not 5, 6 o'clock yet. It's still daylight, and like, oh, I'm getting a little too walking around. So we kind of tossed them. They were good, but I couldn't finish it. Got our big old coffees, which I'm not going to get that chai coffee anymore. Not good. I had a drink of yours last week. I was like, that's great. I'll get my own. There's like too much of that.
Hmm.
Eh. Anyway, that's a side note. This isn't the coffee crawl. The whole point of being down there was we were going to go over to and try out at Harrah's across the street from Caesar's is Oyster Bar in Harrah's.
And we've always passed by the spot. We never tried it.
It's such a strange location. It's between the buffet and, I don't know, KGB, that new burger place,
yeah.
And Toby Keith's, which we go to all the time. It's downstairs. It's just an oyster bar. It's pretty big. They've got a bar in the back. I mean, it's funny. It's a food bar, but then there's a bar that's connected to it that we sat back at. I loved it.
It was good. We got the risotto.
We got the seafood risotto.
So good.
And we got a bunch of steamed clams. No. Not raw oysters.
Yeah.
Which I have a limit of 2 of. I had my 2.
I'm happy that because I get to eat all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, you guys put the rest. I could eat 2 raw oysters. That's it. I'm done.
And the clam chowder was really good.
Clam chowder. The food was great. We got a bunch of beers and just sat there and just had our second dose of eating with your hand seafood. It was great. But they have like a kind of not. It's not a sushi chef because it's not sushi. But they have your guy takes care of you. He works behind the bar and he makes it. When you say you want that, he spoons in the stuff and cooks it right there. Really good service. Great, like, attention to detail and all that. He's right there, really funny. Everybody's great. Want some more bread? Have at it. And you can see everything coming and going to the rest of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Everything looked good.
That was another good example of sit at the bar. They have chairs in restaurants, but don't sit at the bar because, really, I saw everything coming and going. If people would walk by with this, and, oh, what's that? Oh, this is the whatever. And then great place to sit for all the comings and goings. I know the table and chair thing, the more fine dining.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kind of separated from the experience. It's kind of, I guess if it's your anniversary or something, but I like to be in the middle of everything.
That's just how we are, though. We like to sit right at the bar.
You're right. We got a chat room question.
Couple. First, the place where you had the oysters, was there any oyster cocktails?
Yes, they had shooters.
Yeah, they did have shooters.
And they were cheap. We should have got them. Again, we had already dumped the absinthe. Like, okay, let's not just booze up. Let's actually tread lager for a while and eat. So we didn't. But they did have shooters. And they were, I think you had to buy them by like the 5. They were like 5 for 10 bucks.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Well, next time we go, we'll try the shooters.
That'll eat raw oysters. We've had shooters before, and I love that. The ones we had at Aquanox over at Venetian. Oh, my Lord, were those good.
Delish.
Mm-hmm. I give Oyster Bar an A+. Well, an A.
So like a 9?
A 9. That's it.
I do, too. Very good. Recommended. Highly recommended.
Then we ended up at Dino's Lounge singing karaoke till the wee hours. Because, we walked back. Oh, no, we went. Okay, we walked back through Harrah's, went into Carnival Court, which, if you know, it's the outside little party bar outside of Harrah's. Watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith, was a local, like, the top 40 band play. They were good. And
actually, we had some Zwack, too. We brought the Zwack along.
Oh, we did. I'm thinking, we didn't drink a... Oh, yeah. We had a... Scott, one of our viewers, brought us little bottles of Zwack. It's Hungarian liqueur. We did bring one of those with us and drank that.
We're passing the Zwack around.
It's this little round bottle. And so, yeah, we polished that off. That was the last one of those.
Yeah.
And then went and we watched the band. And it was great. The weather was awesome. It's 105. It's kind of rainy.
Nice.
Beautiful. And then we thought, after a couple of acts, let's go karaoke. So we went over to Dino's Lounge where everything is cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap. I don't know how much the pitcher of PBR is. $6?
$6 or $7.
Yeah. And then cheap enough to where you were singing Skid Row by the end of the night.
Yes, I was. 18 in life. Yeah,
she was up doing Skid Row. And that's a great place. But you can't even go until after. I think the karaoke starts at 10 or 11?
10:30-ish.
Okay, and then, yeah, it gets...
Never Danny G shows up.
Yeah, really fun, awesome place.
Where's that located again?
That's right above the Stratosphere on the Strip. Right, I mean, literally not two blocks from the Stratosphere. Not, that's the place where I said don't dilly-dally in the parking lot.
Even though now they're kind of it's nice that they've got that taco stand.
Yeah, they're a permanent taco facility out front.
What is it though? It's like
love
Barugaria. Is it Venezuelan or something?
Yeah, some kind of Venezuelan food. Looks great.
They've got the restaurant right next door, and then they've got a little stand, a permanent stand right
there.
And
they got a cart that pulls up that does pulled pork sandwiches.
Mm-mm.
I mean, is that awesome? What other city? I mean, really, where you've got that? You're singing karaoke. You know, Alicia's doing 16 in line, or 16 in line. She's doing Christine 16. 17 by Warrant. 18 in life. 19 by, oh man, what's his name? 19. Oh man, I did 16, 17, 18, 19. There's no 20 song, is there?
I don't know.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, 20, 24 hours ago. I want to be sedated.
There you go.
21. Anyway, it's a great place.
Roll.
Yeah, great place. Then finally went to bed. After only being up for about 12, we got home and I'm like, we're all so tired. I'm like, we haven't been up 12 hours.
I know, but we couldn't screw ourselves our Sunday up too.
So right, exactly. So I was like, you know what? If we get to bed at 12:01, that's fine. Or two, it was about two. Like, yeah, well, you know what? We've been up for 12 hours. Let's go back to bed. So Sunday woke up at a much more reasonable time, noonish.
Yeah, about noon.
Hit the Palms Pool, which, as you know, is the deal of the summer. Is Sunday Palms Pool.
Oh, and that was nice because it was overcast.
No,
raining.
It was a downpour when we got there. Lightning, thunder, torrential rain, and we're sitting out in the patio with all you can drink margaritas and a Mexican buffet. Just let it rain right in front of right at the pool.
It was nice.
Oh, it was so amazing. Then the rain went away and all the butts came out. All the nice butts came out, I should say. And and we sat at the pool, and then we went into the pool.
I forgot my bikini. I had to go in and buy another set, and it was really ugly.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was like brown with like pink dots on it. It was really ugly. But it was $10.
Right.
What a deal.
Right. At the outside, in the Palms.
It's a little too tight.
And here's where my confession is.
It was bad.
We brought two margaritas into the Palms, and I dumped.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, on purpose. Like, you know what?
I thought I was pretty impressed. I thought you downed it. I was like, wow, look at him go.
No, I didn't. You guys went to go buy the bikini, and I was like, mm-hmm. I dumped about 7/8 of it.
Yeah.
You know, so it didn't look like I misplaced it. It looked like I downed it. So what happened was, you go in there, it's all you can drink margaritas. So we get 4 and 6. And then by that point, I'm like, oh, my head's swimming. And it's... you know, noon or, you know, 2:00. I can't, you know, so let's go into the pool. And I'm laying out by the pool, getting that kind of tiredy sugar rush crash, you know. And I'm like, okay, I'm not finishing this. Let's just swim for a while. And it was great. We hung out there all day.
It was a gorgeous day, I must say.
It was wonderful. Like, we're in the water. You were in the water so long, I thought you were going to prune.
No, not me.
No. That was great. So and then the point of the day was, we were all going to go. We went back, picked up our house guest because he couldn't hang the next day. He's like, you guys going out again? We're like, we're going to go to the pool. And at Garduno's, it's not Gardino's.
Gardino's.
Which is where we eat there at the buffet. At the Palms. The point was, we were going to try another seafood restaurant, and it was happy hour at Sea Blue.
Yes. In the MGM.
In the MGM. Now, Sea Blue at the MGM. Well, first off, MGM. Worst parking maybe in the world, I think. In the world. I've learned.
A lot of walking.
You're better off parking across the street at Hooters, and walking over. It's actually closer than parking in MGM's parking structure. We go into MGM, and it's not to mention it's parking far. Then Sea Blue is somewhere downstairs, way in the back where the restaurants are, way down. And I hated it.
You hated Sea Blue?
I didn't. Well, the food was okay.
He hated the bill because we had how many people with us? Five.
Five.
So. That's why. Actually, the happy hour is good.
But you read off what the happy hour is, and it sounds in theory great. Hey, all the beers are $3. Well, that's good, right? Oh, red, white and red wine, $5.
Happy hour.
Specialty cocktails, $5. Okay, and all the suit and all the food. The octopus is $5. The
Octopops.
The falafel fritters are $5. The clams are $5. Everything's and the oysters are $2 a piece. How much could it cost?
Well, when you're hanging out with us and we're eating, like, we're ordering more and more. Get three more of those. It added up.
It was $40 a person. It was $80 for the two of us.
That's, well.
I had one beer. I'd say I left going, this is not, I'm not digging that
well,
at all.
You should have ate more. You would have felt like.
I might try it again just the two of us because we split the bill with, you know, seven people. That's, I think, the problem.
It's a great happy hour. It's Sunday through Friday, 5:30 to 7 p.m.
That's a quick one.
It's awesome.
It's only an hour and a half, right? Yep. Wow. Take up the math on me.
5:30 to 7.
We have a chat question.
Oh.
Quick about the Palms. How would you describe the clientele at the Palms?
You know what's weird? Two years ago, I would have said the biggest collection of douchebags on the planet.
Did you say that, Scott?
Yes, you did.
It's a term.
DBs.
It's a term.
They're DBs.
I mean, no, but it's a term that you can, I've seen it used on the Women's Network.
Well, then we're in.
Right. The biggest collection of mass and guilds ever, right?
Guilds?
Whatever. Now, though, okay, 2 years ago it was a DBs and local gentry.
Yes.
Now it's still the local gentry and a little bit of the DBs, but mostly just kind of, it's really mellowed out that place. I think what's happened is, in my humble opinion, was a couple years ago, the Palms and the Hard Rock had hipsters sewn up. So all the DBs were at those places. Now with places, things like Planet Hollywood and Cosmo and Aria that are hipper, all the hip people can go everywhere now. Venetian with Lavo and Tao and all that. So they don't have that market cornered anymore. So it's just kind of normal people now, I think. I like it better, actually, to be honest with you. We have never been, we hated the Palms for years. I love it now. We go every weekend, or thereabouts. Mm. It's cool. So it's apparently
no,
has
no
the,
complaints.
Not at all. Apparently has the best video poker around, but I don't play video poker that isn't at a bar, so I don't know. Mm. Like the actual machine. I think it's a great crowd now.
Yeah,
I love it. But anyway, C Blue, MGM, if I was ever to do it, a fair assessment would be just the two of us go and see what it really costs us for a couple of things.
It wouldn't be that much.
It should cost $25 total.
How was the food, though? It's got a pretty good reputation.
It was good. It was really good.
It is. Yeah, it's. And then the guy did give us this little melon thing, which couldn't have cost him more than $1. But I appreciate the effort. The people were great. The service was great. And the food, I don't know. It was okay. It's seafood. I know I sound like a cretin saying this, but cooked fish never excites me. It's never like, yay, cooked fish. You know, like, how good could it be? It's not like pork. Like, pork can change the world. Bacon can make your day a brighter day, make it a funner day, make it a special day. No piece of fish has ever changed anybody's mood, ever. Ever. Unless it was a bad piece of fish and then you got the heebie-jeebies. But anyway, so I'm just not. And we had more raw oysters that I had one of, $40 a person. Everybody's like,
He's so bitter.
Everybody will say, another round of oysters. I'm like, yeah, it's great. Any more of them Octopops? Because I'm not even eating more oysters. Octopops.
They were good. They were good.
I guess they were good. And I don't know. And then falafel fritters. Oh, that just sounds great. Those weren't good. But anyway, I don't know. It was okay. It was all right. But Michael Mina's got a great reputation. And the restaurant's got a great reputation. But we're not food critics. You know, all I know is the specialty cocktail was okay. I tasted yours. I got a beer. I got a bass, of all things. I figure that's kind of seafoody, right?
It's a fish.
It's like, I got a bass. Or a bass. It's spelled the same. Can I have a bass? We have a chat room, Chris.
Do you guys like sushi?
Yes.
Because Mike Lux here says the Todai sushi at Planet Hollywood Mall changed his mood for the better, arguing that fish, in fact, made him feel better.
It was it was not cooked fish, so I take
That's
it.
True.
That's, see, I have my little caveat.
Well.
Okay, well, I'll throw him off the chat.
Right. Get rid of that guy. No, he's right. Sushi I can get a little excited about. That's something like, oh, hey, that can change your mood. Today I've heard very mixed reviews of. I think we would like it, but I've heard like some of the more highbrow sushi eaters aren't too crazy about it. Hmm. But I think we would be fine because we're not We're not.
Yeah, I try it.
I know, it's a little pricey, I think. Isn't it like $35 or something? It's all you can eat. There is an all you can eat sushi place over on Decatur that's supposed to be amazing, but I don't know the name, so I shouldn't even mention it.
Nope.
But I want to try it. Anyway, so that was that.
David.
I
mean,
and then we did exactly what we have said on the show and said to each other and said in our prayers and to our priests during confession that we would never go to Nine Fine Irishmen on a Sunday, yet we did. And that we knew better than that.
We start dancing the jig and
the next thing you know,
$5 Telemore dues specials.
They did have a that was the only thing that was good about our trip to Nine Fine, besides having a wonderful time with wonderful friends and having it was usually why we don't like going there is A, it's way too expensive, and two, on Sunday, that's just the last thing you need is shots of Irish whiskey. So we decided never to do it. This time, luckily, the fates were in our corner, because Telemore Dew, which is our, you know, a good Irish whiskey, was $5 a drink.
Cheap.
For there, that's unheard of. So we had a couple of those. Our friends were all with us. They all went with us from Sea Blue.
Sat outside on the patio. It was nice.
It was sat on the patio out on the Brooklyn Bridge out in front of New York, New York, because it's at New York, New York. It was raining and it was 100 and it was beautiful and we're singing and dancing and drinking and it was absolutely great. We're like, okay.
But that's not the end of it. And then then we go to Casa de Amore.
I know. Then at like 11, we go.
For pizza.
Well, because after $80 for appetizers, we're starving. That's what I mean. So now we have to go all the way over to Casa de Amore, which we love. It's over on Tropicana and Pecos, between Eastern and Pecos, just a little east of the Strip. And
George was singing.
This place is so, I think we might have mentioned it. It's a mobbed up old Italian, or you know, formerly mobbed up, I guess. It has that kind of vibe. Great place. That's the place that has, if you're playing video poker, they have a food menu that you can get for free, too. Like, that's great. Like the cheese pizza, which we didn't get, but it didn't matter because we weren't playing. But great place. So then we did end up there having pizza, hung out there for a couple hours, came, you know.
That was the adventure.
That ended it. Like, okay, that's it. We gotta get to bed. Now that we're sober and full, I had actually, by this point, had started the hangover. I was getting, from the margaritas. The margaritas at noon, you know, 12 hours earlier, had finally started to catch. I never get hungover. I was getting a waking hangover. Like, okay, I'm getting it while I'm still up. I'm getting a headache. Like a bad, like that front headache. You know, that, that's sugary margarita hangover. Or it's an Octopop. I don't know.
Might have been an Octopop.
It could have been either. But I started getting, so it's like, let's get home. I think we've spent enough money.
Yes, and done enough damage.
Done enough liver damage, done enough pocket damage. Oh, so that was...
That was a great weekend.
So after a mushroom pizza, we called it a night. And that was our...
You guys never get hangovers.
Never.
No, not usually.
No.
Drink lots of water.
We drink lots of water. And you know what? Like I said, we hit all these places, but you know what? We're only having like a drink. And sometimes we drink. To be honest with you, we don't... You know, I mean, to look behind the curtain. But, you know, like a lot of these places, I had a beer. Or you'll get the specialty cocktail, we'll split it.
Yeah.
You know, you know, we're not really drinking that much.
I think they're evil.
I had too many of those margaritas, though, early on. That I'll admit. I was like, because they were free. And Dennis, our server, knows that we like them, so he just lines and keeps pouring them.
It's like he places cups all over the table.
I know. It's like, so, and that's what happened. I just drank too many. You know, I'm not saying I'm a 2-pint screamer, but I'm a half pint screamer. So, anyway, that's enough from us.
A 2-pint screamer, I like that.
That's enough from us. Let's hear from you in a segment we like to call "Hey Bartender." And we're back to Pub Crawl. I'm David.
I'm Alicia. Welcome back.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so we've got two emails here. I've got one from Mike. Scott is dying over there. Hey, guys, great show, and keep up the good work. Been watching since the first week and spreading the word in Luxembourg.
Wow, is that in a foreign country?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's far away.
All right. That could be Luxembourg, Maryland. I don't know.
on vacation now, and I'm going to be in Vegas next week.
Awesome.
Do you know if there's anywhere on the Strip that sells the football drinks still? You used to have them at the Monte Carlo Brew Pub.
A lot of places. Do I still see them?
Usually during football season.
Is
when they're...
A place we didn't even mention. Remember when we say at the end of the show we may leave stuff out, but we don't make stuff up? Mm-hmm. We left something out and didn't even know we did it. Shadow Bar at Caesar's Palace. We stopped in for a drink there.
Yes.
And they had them. But they're in a...
Oh, they had a football drink?
Well, yeah, but it was in some... It wasn't a football, but it was in one of those long plastic...
Oh, it was in 20, a specialty thing.
Yeah, it was $20.
Was it in a football cup?
Well, if you need it in a football, I don't know what to do. But if you just if you don't mind just a big novelty glass, we can help you. But if it has to be a football, I don't know.
Imperial Palace Rock House.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Oh, yeah, they
were. And I know downtown they do, because we play downtown, and I see the people with footballs all the time downtown. So they're getting them. So probably Bayou has them. You got to go to the kind of the more party spots to get them. Carnival Court has the big, long... purple things. It's like a ball. It's just like a big, looks like a trumpet. They have those. I know Paris still has the Eiffel Towers.
Yeah.
But those aren't footballs. But they are funny
Keep
shapes.
Keep our eyes peeled for the footballs.
They are funny shapes, though. So if funny shapes is enough, we can help you. But I don't know about footballs. Probably Blondie's. That's a sports bar.
Oh, yeah.
Inside of Hollywood.
They have a bunch of bars down at downtown.
Oh, yeah. Well, all Fremont has them. Yeah, we see them all day at Fremont. Yeah. You can get beers in them, too. It's kind of strange.
That's what he meant.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, no, because you get drinks in them.
I don't think I'd want a big beer in one of those. It would get warm.
Unless you drank it fast. If you're a 2-pint screamer, that wouldn't do any good. You'd be a 5-yard screamer. Like, oh, 5 yards into this game, and I'm already done.
I'm screaming. Okay. Next one comes from Mark Kingsbury. Dave and Leisha, first I'd like to say that your show is great. I found it to be very entertaining and full of great information.
Well, that's...
Yay. I found it through the Living in Las Vegas show.
Oh!
A pretty good
how about
show.
That?
I have been in... yeah, you go. I have been in touch with Scott and Melissa a few times to ask questions and pick their brains. Awesome. By the way, I also listened to your Star Trek show.
Oh, how
I've about been a that? Fan since it aired in the 60s. Not our particular Star Trek show. We're not that old. And my love of science fiction and future fact has been growing because of that original show. Getting off subject. Pub Crawl for me is a great show for many reasons, the main one being the fact that my home is filled with packing boxes heading to Vegas.
Oh.
If all goes well, the closing will be the 29th this month, and I should be in my new city the following week. It'll be a huge change for me since my whole life has been spent living in the state of Maine, the only contacts, if you call them that, being the voices I listen to on the VVN.
Huh.
As I told Scott and Melissa, I will be turning 50 this year, and I hope to have met some people who by then will share a drink with me. I look forward to seeing your show in person, and also plan on checking out the Nancy Reagans.
Wow.
Oh. Awesome. Thank you, Mark.
Wow. I don't know. 50's kind of old to drink with. That's double my age.
Right. You're just a babe.
No, absolutely. That would be great. Maine, even.
Uh-huh.
Boy, it's gonna be a shocker weather-wise, huh?
Oh, yes.
So. Okay. No, look forward to it. Let us know when you're out. Come by into the studio audience. So.
Did we have any listener, the toll-free calls?
I think we might have.
I didn't get it.
Well, okay, all right. Well,
I know. I think we did get one, but we got it before we
set it up. So
darn.
Well, keep calling in though.
Keep calling.
Yeah. Well, did you know of one coming?
Yes.
Yeah.
From who? That was today, right? Yeah. No. I was already here.
Oh.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways.
All righty, well, that's it for that Hey Bartender.
Now, you know what? It doesn't happen here. But it does. By the way, speaking of last call, which this is going to be, we were at the pizza place last night,
mm-hmm.
and they have a late night happy hour that says like 11 to close. But close? When do you close? They said 5.
Why bother?
That's what I said. But then they come to find out they don't open until 5 p.m.
Oh.
That is cool. They're open 5 to 5, but the other 5 to 5. Hmm. That's a really cool idea. Because they said, you know, between...
Doesn't seem like a breakfast spot to me.
I know, that Italian place for breakfast. Now, we do that at Bootlegger, but that is actually a good... That's 5 to 5. I thought that was interesting. But speaking of that, so they have a last call at 4:30. We have one right now. Ladies and gentlemen, last call.
Cool.
Concept I'm not too familiar with, last calls. Now, this is kind of in the term, this is in the form of an email. Now, if you don't know, this is Last Call, where we give you advice or and or an opinion or whatever. But best way to put that is how not to get thrown out, thrown up, knocked out, knocked up, or thrown in jail when in Vegas. Now, granted, you could still get thrown in jail. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how good my advice is. But this one, well, this one could get you thrown in jail if you're not careful. a friend of ours, the infamous Brett Bailey,
yes,
wrote and asked, if you sign up for the bi-monthly newsletter at Hofbräu House website, you get a coupon for free beer. Because we've been saying we've been wanting to go there. So I did. And there's my free beer coupon.
So we have to take these notes with us, Scott, because our coupon's actually on here.
And so we have to take these notes because, you know what, Hofbräu...
Can I make a copy?
You can make a copy. Oh, wait.
Are you a copy machine here?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we can, yeah. Because you know what Hofbräu House's website did to me? I clicked, it says, I signed up for their newsletter, and literally in a second, you get an email with, here's your free beer coupon. Well, like, well, that's great. I clicked it and copied it and pasted it into our show notes. And then later on, I thought, oh, what if we wanted to go there? I should print that out. So I went back to that and clicked my thing. It said, you can't do it again.
Ooh, sneaky.
Well, a good thing I pasted it into our show notes.
Are you going there tonight?
No. But you can't print another one until, like, you know, like 3 weeks.
You could just do a different email address.
Well, that's true. He's but then, oh, that's true.
He's pretty smart.
Well, yeah, I try to keep the spam down, but that's true. Or you could do it.
Yeah.
And, well, what is the coupon, though? With this coupon, purchase of any lunch or dinner entree, you get a free whopping 10-ounce beer.
Valued at $5.95.
Well, so they normally, that's why we don't go to Hofbräu. So that's why we haven't been, but we're going to go. Because a 10-ounce beer is $6. But
it's free.
We haven't tried it yet. I hear it's amazing. They have a stein holding competition we saw on the sign. Art. Yeah, so you just got to hold it out. That's got to be right. I can't hold my bare fists out for that long. I'm already done. Like,
we're so weak.
I know. So they also have the keg tappings. Which last time was like Men of X or Thunder from Mountain Down.
Oh, yeah, guys. Yeah.
I don't want to see naked man stuff and beer tappings.
I do.
That sounds a little weird. Like, you may get something caught. You know, that's probably not safe.
Where are you going with that?
Well, I was like working on your car with your junk hanging out. It's not a good idea. You know? But anyway, so that's our tip. Sign up for the newsletter. And if you're coming in and you want to try Hofbräu House, which we haven't still tried or still haven't tried. And but now we have our coupons in our show notes.
So. Yeah, the chat would like to make a comment about the knocked up, knocked in. They would like for you to do that without reading it.
Oh, man.
That's just the feedback.
Okay, okay. I'll be able to do it.
I think we had a bet going on.
We did. If I did it like 10 times in a row,
I would pay something.
Right.
He said $200.
I thought it was $100.
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
I think it was $100.
I don't think I did.
But I had to do it like 10 times without reading it.
There you go.
All right.
It has to be something to work on, David.
Something to work on. So, anyway, so that's my tip. Hofbräu House. We're going to try it. We do have to try that.
We will.
One of these days. It's a lot of beer. Well, all right.
It was $100 for 5 times in a row. Thanks for Ted for reminding me.
See, Ted's got our back.
Thanks, Ted.
This is a rough room to work in.
But anyway, we'd like to thank... First off, the birthday girl in the live studio audience.
Yes, happy birthday, Melissa. The chat room, of course.
The chat room, of course. Yes, gotta love the chat room. You know, I've been in the chat room for some of the other shows. That's a fun group of people. Yeah. You know what it is? It's like being at like a Star Trek convention or something, where you're surrounded by like-minded people, and you're in the chat room for a Vegas video show. The chat room is just full of Vegas people, like Vegas-y people. I gotta say that. Here's a little side note. Last night we were with all Vegas fans. And I swear the statement, I love this town, happened maybe every 25 minutes from somebody in that crowd as we were walking around doing a 9-fine and all that. Every 25 minutes somebody said, as we're sitting in the rain or whatever, oh, I love this town. That's pretty amazing. That's kind of what the chat room is like here. It's also what like being in the studio audience is like.
It is.
Yes. It's just like being around people who just like the same things you like.
They cuss more in the chat room.
Though they might.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then at a Star Trek convention?
No, then in the audience.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're pretty polite over here.
So, but if you would like to join the chat room, just log on when we start our show or any of the Vegas Video Network shows. And if you'd like to get a hold of us whilst there's not a show on, you can at pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com.
That's right.
And If you want to follow us on Twitter, which we're getting lots of followers, we are the LV Locals. And the whole network is on Twitter at the Vegas Video Network. Network is NTWRK. You know what's good about following Vegas Video Network is you'll know what's going to happen, like what show's about to come on. You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Some, you know, a lot of people are worth following, some aren't. That's a good one because it's schedule-based. Like, hey, I've got a tweet that such and such show is going to start in 10 minutes or whatever, or an hour, whatever. It's great. I love it. Also,
the toll-free listener line.
Right.
That number is 866-966-4599. Call and leave us a question, a story, whatever you like.
And until then.
Until then.
Pub Crawl would like to urge you to drink responsibly, or safely, as I say every night. And remember, we may leave stuff out, but we don't make stuff up.
Nope.
Till next time. Cheers.